Opposite the coast of Guinea-Bissau, an archipelago opens out towards the interior of the Atlantic Ocean. This series of islands is the home of the people which give them their name, the Bissau. During centuries of isolation, the inhabitants of the Bissau's islands have preserved their ancestral culture and traditions. The result is an exceptional society, a matriarchy in which women run the economy, spirituality, the law, and the family. On one of its islands, Orango, the powerful Queen Bamba ruled a century ago. Thanks to her, women accumulated more power than ever, and the inhabitants of Orango became part of a community which was unique in the world. For generations, the Bisago women chose their husbands, built their houses, and organized the work. They are considered to be a bridge between the world of the living and the dead. On the island of Orango, the women are the queens. The Tabanka of Etikoga is having a celebration. This Tabanka, as the local villages are called, is the largest of the island of Orango, with just under 1,000 inhabitants. For two of them, the day is more special than for the others. Sarita is wearing a saya, or traditional skirt. In addition to a wig, she adorns her body with necklaces and bracelets. Dino is sporting clothes with striking colors. He also adorns himself with necklaces and oils. Today, he is wearing this clothing on the occasion of his wedding, but young men have dressed in this manner for centuries with a clear objective, attracting the attention of women. Their role was restricted to allowing themselves to be seduced, as traditionally, it is the Bisago women who have chosen their husbands and asked for their hand in marriage. Women also ended the relationship when a separation occurred.
Sintar, I conta do kuma, I kaba purkurang de kunstane, kumandantar. O simpa nyara e bombias. Tale bakar garindido, ta fica outro, leva outro.
Although Sarita's mother and grandmother asked for their husband's hands in marriage, she did not. With Western influence, this custom is changing. Sarita and Tino have known each other since childhood, as they were both born in Etikoga on the island of Orango. This is one of the 20 inhabited isles of almost 100 which make up the archipelago of the Bisagos Islands. Each island has its own identity, but they all share a common past, that of the Bisago people. This ethnic group has retained a matriarchal society unique in the world, in which women are the force which drives life and spirituality. They practice the animist religion. They believe in the existence of a supreme being, Nindo, the god and creator. This is a distant god which cannot help humans. But there is an intermediate power between God and men, the Orobok. The Orobok is a universal force which unites all living creatures. It is a wider concept than the soul, as it also refers to the dead and the protective gods. For the Bisago, nature is inhabited by these supernatural beings which rule man's destiny. For this reason, many beaches, trees, jungles, and some islands are considered to be sacred. In Etikova, life is simple and peaceful. The inhabitants are linked by many family ties. Sarita knows all corners of the Tabanka well. She knows that there is a place where she and the other inhabitants are forbidden to enter. Only a few women may go inside. The baloberas, or priestesses. They are responsible for the maintenance of the baloba, a sacred place where the iranes can be found. The iranes are objects or statues where the Orobok lives, the spirits of the gods and the ancestors of the Tabanka. The baloberas are powerful women who are respected for their capacity to communicate with the gods and with the dead. People come to them to ask for help and the protection of the iranes. In the sacred baloba, they hold major ceremonies for the benefit of the whole community. The important role of women in Bisago society is reflected in the mythological origin of this ethnic group. According to legend, the first woman who inhabited these islands gave birth to four daughters who received different possessions. Orakuma was granted the right to the land and the holding of ceremonies. Ominka received the sea and with it the fishing. Oraga nature with its paddy fields and its palm tree. And Orubane, the power of the rain and the wind, so as to control the dry season and the rainy season. These women gave rise to the four clans of the Bisago people. Surrounded by huge trees and now uninhabited, the old Tabanka of Edunke is considered to be the first settlement of this people on the island of Orango. All the houses which make up the Tabanka are balobas, as is indicated by the presence outside them of the kuserum, a tree which is considered to give protection. From the Tabanka of Edunke, the clan scattered to found new Tabankas until Etikoga was reached. Society is structured in clans, and there is a class system by ages. Throughout their lives, both men and women perform initiation rites. In this way, they pass from one stage to another and gain rights. The choice of the kinglet, or chief of the Tabanka, and of the baloberas does not depend on age, but on belonging to the clan which owns the earth. As this lineage is inherited by women, it is they who determine the positions of power in society. The kinglet is responsible for administering the natural resources and for establishing the time of sowing and of fallow land and what to do in the case of drought. He is advised by a council of elders made up of both men and women. Augusto belongs to the lineage of the Oraga. He is descended from Pampa Caniimpa, a queen in whom myth and reality merge. As he is almost 100 years old, his son Simon is in charge of guarding the tomb of this queen, who is venerated by all the inhabitants of the island. Oquinca Pampa governed Orango in the early 20th century. She was a peace-loving woman who, despite having an army, preferred to pay heavy taxes to the Portuguese to avoid war. During her reign, the privileges for women of the island increased. After her death, the Portuguese subjugated Orango, which was a colony of Portugal, for 4 decades. As the day begins, the activities start at the home of Tania and Daniel. This morning, Daniel will go to gather chabeu, the fruit of the palm tree. The work is divided between the sexes. The men do the work in the jungle and on the sea, while the women mainly do the household chores. The magnificent state of preservation of these islands is largely due to the faith and the animist traditions of this people. In this way, they have lived for generations in harmony with nature, taking from it only what they need to survive. The main resources are the cultivation of rice, vegetable gardens, and fishing. Numerous products are also obtained from the palm tree, and peanuts and cashew nuts are also cultivated, mainly for export. Donna is the representative of the Association of Women Horticulturists of Eticova. Today they have a meeting to make decisions and organize the work of the forthcoming months. The women are the mainstay of the economy. They work harder and take on more responsibility than the men do. They form associations to administer the economy, social welfare, and the law. A council of women is also responsible for judging and punishing any crimes committed, which are, however, rare.
Da tempo próprio que nós começamos a preparar a horta, nós começamos a fazer limpeza, preparar o próprio quintal para ver como aqui está, para reparar, para fazer tudo, para não poder arrancar trabalho de fazer horta.
In the Tavanca, there are small vegetable gardens which are privately owned and large ones which are collectively managed. Agriculture in the archipelago is determined by the rain cycles. The dry season is from November to May, and is the best season to cultivate the vegetable gardens. After it rains, it is time to clear the fields, to repair the fences to keep animals out, and to begin sowing. The palm forests are where the men carry out their main productive activities. Exploitation of the palm tree is vital to life in the archipelago. Essentially, it gives wine and oil. The oil is extracted from the fruit of the palm tree, the chaveu. To gather chaveu, the men are obliged to climb to the top of the palm trees, a height of over 20 meters. Climb up, they use just a rope made from palm leaves and the weight of their own bodies. Daniel changes his rope every month to ensure it does not wear and finally break. It is risky work, which has claimed a number of lives. It requires concentration at all times, as any error may be fatal. Individual gathering of the chaveo is for family consumption, while collective gathering is for obtaining oil to sell. Palm oil, together with wine, is indispensable in the carrying out of ceremonies and rituals. The Bisago believe that without the oil, the Iranes may refuse their requests.
Palmera tiene gran importancia. Somos boya, no soy de corte chabé, que te sirve para no alimentación. Bijugus, elis, está alimenta de flores. Está corte chabé. Estava a buscar osso na mar, estava a buscar mangarucos na mata, que pode servir para a alimentação.
Another of the resources exploited from the palm tree is the sap, from which wine is obtained. Before climbing the trees, the men make small funnels from palm leaves into which the sap will fall. It must be extracted sensibly so as not to exhaust the resources of the palm trees. The liquid obtained has a low alcohol content. It must be left to ferment and protected from the sun to prevent it from turning sour. Cashew wine is also made, although palm wine is more popular. The cultivation of rice is the main productive activity of the islands. Bisago agriculture is of a shifting nature. It gains land from the jungle, which is cultivated for a year, and then left fallow for between 6 and 12 years. The plantations are small in size and are fenced off to keep animals out, especially hippopotamuses, which are abundant on the island. During the dry season, the men clear trees from the land chosen for cultivation. They sow the rice with the first June rains. The women help the men with the harvest. It is they who keep the keys to the barns in which the rice is stored. Although the islands provide a large variety of resources, rice is the basis of their cooking. Tanya is preparing a traditional dish. It is a recipe of boiled rice accompanied with mangara soup. Mangara, or peanuts, are produced mainly for sale together with cashew nuts. Once it has been cleaned, the mangara is ground to a paste. It is then kneaded as finely as possible, as it must be dissolved in water. Tanya adds onion, lemon juice, and fish, and heats the dish.
Cozinha de terra, e casou cozinha de peixe. Leva ostra, leva lingron, leva combe. Vou fazer lá o caldo mancar. Assim amanhã pode fazer tam outro de terra. Tá pega isso.
Finally, she serves the cooked rice, to which she adds the mangara soup with the fish. Tetabanca is a mainly feminine place where domestic chores are carried out. The activities of the women revolve mainly around the house, where they prepare food, transform products, or make clothes or mats. On occasion, they carry out their tasks in environments considered to be masculine, such as the sea, where they gather mollusks at low tide, or the jungle. Albertina is cleaning fish, which she will cook later on. She needs firewood, so she must leave the tabanca and go into the jungle to find it. But going out into nature means being exposed to the wild animals of the island. The Bisago are particularly afraid of snakes. Most of those found here are poisonous enough to kill a person. So the girl must be alert at all times. Now she has all she needs to prepare a tasty dish of grilled fish. The inhabitants of these islands obtain a large part of their resources from the sea. They practice subsistence fishing, which aims to cover family needs. Fish which is not eaten is either exchanged for other products with other locals or kept to be dried or salted. Various traditional forms of capture are used. Fishing may be carried out on foot by taking advantage of low tide. An experienced fisherman can catch a good supper easily, although the fish found near the shore are smaller in size. capture the most sought-after fish, it is better to use other techniques. Daniel will try his luck with a hook. Fishing is carried out in coastal areas or mangrove swamps from simple craft without engines constructed from tree trunks. A great variety of species are to be found here, from sharks to manta rays, sea bass, red porgies, and barracudas. For centuries, these people have practiced sustainable fishing based on self-consumption. In recent years, however, they have also begun to trade with fish. The only way they are able to do so is by means of the ship which visits the island every week from Bissau. The arrival of the ship leads to increased activity all over the island. The men go out in their boats to fish. At the end of the day, they will take what they have caught to the ship so that it can be sold in Bissau. The ship will stay here all day. Its crew members pass the time by preparing lunch on an improvised grill. The fish is much tastier seasoned in oil with mustard. Albertina is looking for combé. The combé, or cockle, is one of the products most frequently consumed by the Bisago. It is the main source of animal protein in their diet. This mollusk is very abundant and easy to gather. Before she leaves, she takes the opportunity to buy some fish. The port is barely 20 minutes away from Eticoga. In the Tabanca, the presence of the ship from Bissau can also be appreciated. Many women are hurrying to finish their mats. These are handmade and represent their main source of income. Ella is preparing the fiber which will be the structure of the mat. Before starting work, it must be fixed to the ground to prevent it from moving. Some women are capable of making a mat in barely an hour. The ribs are of rattan, a flexible material which is, however, highly resistant to knocks. It is extracted from the stalk of the sibi palm tree, which grows in the south of the island.
Pavo scatara 18 km. O cuchigando con una scatara, una corta, cava corta, cinta, o findi, o cava findi. La filantasi intorno, o cava vai seco. O que seco 3 ou 4 dias. Una tama po cinta mar a boca de terra. O cava cumpo.
The house is a space very much associated with women. Not only does the woman own her house, it is where she carries out most of her activities, where she gives birth, and where she is buried. The traditional houses have walls of adobe, conical straw roofs, and a frame of bamboo. The kitchen is on the outer porch. It is here that most of the daily activities are carried out. The inner rooms are used as a bedroom and storehouse. In the construction of the houses, men and women carry out different tasks. The women are traditionally the main builders. They transport the water, make the adobe bricks from mud, and erect the walls. The men prepare the beams and the wooden framework which will support the roof.
Awa minjer tambi, utabai pamatu, ubai corta palha. Una corta palha, ubin ku palha, ubin ti sil tudo, oku kabati si palha. Omi ta toma conta di casa, e subiru bari casa, e mara ki po tudo si kaba, toma palha e pui, e cubri casa.
Many houses also have a vegetable garden, which must be protected from the appetite of the domestic animals. The Bisago rear cows, goats, pigs, and chickens. Although some stables for the livestock do exist, most of the animals grow freely with no special attention. The ship for Bisao is about to sail. People from all over the island are bringing their merchandise to the port. As it takes several hours to walk from some of the tabancas, some people prefer to arrive the day before, rather than risk missing the boat. The beach fills with people, and the ship is loaded with a large amount of produce. Peanuts, oil, fish, and above all, mats. The weekly ship is the only public transport available for leaving the island. Not everything is intended for sale. Some people also send products to relatives or simply need to travel to the mainland. Everyone helps to load the merchandise. For some, it is more a festival than work. The wait on the seashore is also a good opportunity for bathing pets. The ship stops at other islands before reaching Bisao. The passengers will eat and drink here during the day and a half that the crossing takes. The lack of communications of the islands is a problem if any serious situation arises. The infirmary of Etikoga is the only health center in Urango. It has 3 beds for admission and 2 consultation rooms, one for pregnant women and the other for adults and children. They mainly treat diarrhea, breathing problems, and malaria. There are very few resources, but the consultations help to detect risk situations so as to evacuate patients in time to a hospital in Bisao.
E coisa que contribuiu na redução de morte materna e infantil. Suma que não olha, esse ano não cá tem nem menino que morre na situação de parto.
Western medicine lives in harmony with traditional medicine. Sometimes the medical personnel encourage the patient to consult a healer. Domingos is one of the few traditional healers of Orango. Healers are known for having intimate knowledge of plants. They know how to use and combine them to cure many diseases. Before beginning to gather plants, Domingos must make an offering of gratitude to the Iranis in a sacred place. Once this has been done, he can begin to cut the plants. He mainly uses leaves of trees and shrubs, together with some herbs and roots. It is important to collect them without damaging them, so they can continue to provide resources. Domingos learnt how to prepare the medicines and the amount which must be given according to each person and each complaint from his father, who was a healer before him, and now advises his son.
Por exemplo, doença de febre amarela. Hospital por aquele, mas por aquele. Mas mecinho de terra por aquele. Está juntado com esse. Está acabando bias.
Domingos not only cures diseases, but also prepares remedies for snake bite. Segunda will give birth soon, and has come to see the midwife today. Sábado has been attending pregnant women for many years. The midwives use traditional medicine to help women in labor.
Criança está bem assim, bem assim. Está sentada nesse lugar. Se quer que ela ainda sente dor na corpo. Se quer que ela ainda sente dor. Sim, seria a cachiga.
Maternity is the central element in the Bisago systems of beliefs, which is based on reincarnation. The woman thus comes into contact with the spiritual world on conceiving in her womb a new being, which is the product of the reincarnation of a deceased person. This means that maternity is highly respected and prestigious in society. But it is not the only way that women come into contact with the dead. Society is structured in very rigid age groups, 8 for men and 6 for women, which are reached by fulfilling the initiation rites of each group. The practicing of these rites begins in childhood and accompanies people throughout their lives. The elders pass on secrets and knowledge to the young. The latter, in their turn, offer possessions and food to the elders. This is what is known as the pagamento do garandeza. This lifelong learning gradually enriches the soul, or orebok, of the individual, and his most important moment arrives with the secret ceremony of the fanado. As a result, a young man becomes an adult and is recognized by the community as having full rights. This ethnic group considers man to be an incomplete being who must enhance his orebok throughout his life. If he dies before the fanado, he will not be able to complete the process, and the orebok will become a wandering evil spirit. Women, on the other hand, are born perfect. Even if they should die without having completed the fanado, their orebok will become beneficial spirits. In the ceremony of the fanado, women wear the saya, or traditional skirt, together with necklaces and tiaras, and carry out a dance with a very significant name, the Dance of the Dead. With this secret ceremony of passage to adulthood, women play an essential role in establishing harmony between the world of the living and the dead. They have the power of hosting the spirit of men who have not been initiated. The Bisago believe that the spirits of boys and young men who have died without passing through the Fanado do not rest in peace. They return periodically to Earth to be incarnated in the bodies of women. As these wandering spirits may be an evil force in the community, the capacity of women to incorporate them is highly valued. Being a woman dead man, as they are called, is a choice made by the deceased against which they cannot fight. Those which are chosen will carry the deceased with them throughout life, carrying out the necessary ceremonies so that the latter can complete his initiation and pass to the other world. Yaya has not yet passed through the Fanado and is the mother of four children. In the past, without being considered an adult, it would have been forbidden for her to become pregnant. The Fanado ceremonies for both men and women were traditionally held every 6 years, but in Eticoga, over two decades have passed since the last one. Nowadays, pregnancy and childbirth are the ways in which a woman becomes an adult. Every morning, some 50 children go to the Eticoga Nursery School. Segunda set up this project and tries to maintain it year after year, despite the lack of finance.
Tondi bijuguri difficulty garandi, nada katelli, no katoy ganya nada li. Só com uma vontade que levam para poder frumentar a escola, porque meninos e futuro amanhã.
Children are given their first lessons in this place. They will later go on to a state school where some of them will complete their primary education. Paradoxically, the higher rate of schooling may be contributing to the decline of traditions. The first initiation rites began in infancy when the children were taught to respect their elders and learnt to carry out their first activities in the country. Today, these initiation rites are no longer held. Many teenagers and young people wish to continue their studies and go to Bissau. The opening up of society to the outside world leads them to question the initiation rites and the payment of possessions to their elders. Old people, who in their youth made these payments to their elders, now feel disappointed and fear that if the young reject the ceremonies, the Bisago culture will end up disappearing. For the Baloberas, these are also uncertain times. Women cannot be appointed without having passed through the Fanado. But being a Balobera means giving up men and a family and living off charity. And the young women of today are no longer willing to make these sacrifices. This morning, the children of the Tabanka have come to the beach to look for Gombe. Dressed in their oldest clothes and armed with spoons, they dig in the sand in search of these small mollusks. It is still early, but they must hurry, as this is an essential ingredient for preparing the meal for the wedding of Sarita and Tino. In the Tabanka, the women are lighting the fire. As it is a special day, they wear their traditional saya. The women wear these skirts mainly at ceremonies, rites, and dances. Two different sayas are worn according to age. Short and of several colors for young women, and long and of a single color for older women. The food is a fundamental aspect of the rites and ceremonies of this culture. On these occasions, the most frequent dishes are prepared with rice and palm oil. Today, the women are cooking rice with gombe, which will play an important part at the wedding. The bridegroom's family prepares the cabasa, a container made from half a pumpkin, which is filled with gifts. Afterwards, they go to Sarita's house amid shouts and applause from relatives and friends. Finally, the couple meet. Tino's parents present the cabasa to the bride.
Sarita, ali Tino ti se cabale kuma aboki misti. Tudo kusa staja no mo. Aba kuna di manja gindi sudo kusinda pali. Aba kuna konta sumi si Tino so kamisti. O misti?
E misti.
Di barad?
E.
Ala cabasa paliga.
Sarita distributes some of the presents among the members of her family. The time to celebrate the wedding has come. The procession goes through the Tabanka to return to Tino's house once more. The dish of rice with gombe seals the union of the couple. A new life begins for Sarita. Perhaps in the forthcoming years, she will have daughters. The girls will inherit her lineage and will transmit it in turn to their own daughters from generation to generation. These next generations will be the witnesses to the survival or the disappearance of the Bisago culture. It is time to party, to eat, and to dance. Songs resound all over the Tabanka. It is here where women enjoy great prestige. They are essential to maintain the economy, society, and the family. But the power of women in the Bisago culture is not only political, economical, and social. It also lies in the role which is given them by this people to maintain the balance between the world of the living and the dead, in the power to give life, in the power to help the dead to find their way to the beyond. This is the strength of the women of Orango.